Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and we're live and we're on Blog Talk Radio, Dinner Specials, May and Cynthia's Dinner Specials. And today I actually have my co-host, it's not Cynthia, but my friend Chris Palmerini. And Chris, are you on there? Where are you?
I certainly am. Can
you hear me? Oh, great. And you know what? I'm going to put on, there's a couple of guests that's going to be coming on in a minute, and they are the Cowsills.
And I love the Cowsills.
Right now, here they are. There they are. The Cowsills are going to be on with us. Are you guys there?
Mate, we're here.
We're live from that.
There you go. There you are, live. Yes, and you know, we have my friend Chris Palmerini on, and he knows you, and you worked with him because he is the part of Chiller, that Chiller event that we've done, and he was the guitarist
for
Dead Elvine.
Yeah, we're coming back, Chris.
I hope so. We had such a blast with you guys.
Oh, awesome. Hey, you know who we have here, May, with us today? We have Jim Yester and Jules Alexander from the Association.
Hey.
Oh, great. Fantastic. I love you guys. I have to tell you. You guys, you know, I love you guys. It's great. And, you know, how many times I've seen the show? And I've met your brother, you know, Jerry, also.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's in A Loving Spoonful. And, I guess at one of the gigs, because I know Joe Butler, and you know, we were trading off stories.
No. Is that in a biblical sense? Or
just friends. We're just talking about stories of when Joe rented out his apartment to John and Yoko, and we were talking about that. It was funny.
The basement apartment, the long,
you know,
skinny one?
Yeah. So it was a lot of fun. And so how's the road been to you guys?
The road is great. The bus is holding true. We haven't had any troubles with it.
We have 13 people this year. Is that right, guys?
Yep, 13 people all on the bus.
We have the Association. We have the Cowsills. We have Chuck Negron and Amy. We call them the Negrons.
Right.
We've got Crew and Ron, our fearless leader.
I would be remiss if I didn't say our brother Bob is in the room with us.
In the house, man.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
Hi, man.
Brother Bob. Yeah. I love brother Bob.
Hey,
that's great. I got him.
We're so
and you
cute
know what?
Dreaming.
Yeah. And you know, what was it? Chris was talking. He was so excited because I said, we're going to have the guys on. They go, oh, great. And, you know, like, Chris, you can't wait to have them come back, right?
Oh, I have to say you guys were possibly the most fun group that ever jumped on stage with us. The amount of energy was just unbelievable.
We are really looking
time.
Forward
I'm
to
coming
back.
For you guys to come back. I'm dying for you guys to come back. And I think one of the coolest and weirdest parts of that whole thing was Marky Ramone came up to me and said, you have to tell him I want to play drums with them. I love
them. We will never forget that, Chris. We will never forget that. Who forgets when a Ramone asked to play on a Cowsill song? Who?
Oh, it was so cool and weird all at the same time. We had
truly
such a great time.
Well, Paul's already brushing up on his good morning song, and we are ready to greet the Chiller people once again.
Oh, good.
Paul, give
and
them a good morning.
Good morning.
I grabbed you guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
That's true. And it was so much fun. I mean, they never seen – I think that room had never seen this much energy.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
You guys
never stopped singing. And then I grabbed you guys to sing happy birthday to May because it was her birthday that weekend. So
that's
I
right.
That.
May was across the hall. That's correct.
Yeah.
Across
that
the walkway.
That is true. I have it
so
on video.
So are you guys coming
to
see that? Listen, are y'all coming to see the Happy Together tour?
I'd love to, yes.
Well, where's Chris?
Where
at?
Are you going to be?
You at,
tell
Chris?
Us where your next gigs are.
Hey, do any of you guys who get on this bus every day with me know where we're going next?
No, today.
Oh, it's one of those tours.
Yeah, it is. Yep, you know. But actually, the whole rest of it.
I tell you, I love your tour. I mean, it's a great.
Oh my God!
What was it? God showed me the bus. I couldn't believe how everybody was. You know, he said, "I sleep on this bunk. Someone else sleeps at the what was it? Mark slept on the lower bunk." And I was like, I was laughing. I said, "Jesus, must be some ride
well,
with all
our
out
bus,
there."
Our bus is decorated. We have patio lighting. We have glowing golden or battery driven candles. We have a disco ball. We got it going on in bus number two. Godfrey's is nice and all, but it's a little rural rock and roll. We've got more of a down-home country cozy vibe on our bus, just saying.
Absolutely. I would be on your bus. Then you know that.
So
that
once we see the
Walmart, you and I would be off the bus. Or anything such,
yeah.
Or any outlet, I'd be off the bus. That's where
I'd be.
You know,
you'd really be,
you
know? No. Really, crew is much more fond of Walmart. I you'd be crewing. The crew would love you, Meg, because they love their Walmart.
I love that. Oh, let me tell you, all I see is the outlets and the word outlet. That's it. I'll be going, wait a minute, what's that? You know,
yeah.
I want to stop.
Yeah.
So definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what, Chris? We should ask.
Man.
We should ask the people over at Chiller, like Kevin and Aston, we should get the association on there, too, you know. We should get them in.
Oh, my gosh,
that's
great.
Oh, yeah.
I love
and put
them
in
yeah.
a table next to us.
Yeah, yeah.
Just wind them up
yeah.
and watch them go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
they
don't
sleep.
The
they stay
bus.
Up all night on the bus.
Let's
take the whole bus and put them in one room.
No.
Exactly. I think that would be such a great idea is to have part of the Happy Together tour in the Chiller room, in one of those Chiller
rooms.
Oh, my
God. Together,
when we've done that.
The Happy Together Halloween tour.
Yeah,
that would be crazy. I don't know if we could use the Happy Together slogan because unless Mark and Howard came with us, but check this out, Chris. What
yeah.
if the association came and they had a table beside us and then we had our table and then maybe we could get one more guy and then we could do a show like the Smithereens did.
Oh, my gosh, that would be
correct.
Totally awesome.
Hey, dude,
yeah.
we've got the power
yeah.
sitting right here in room 228 in Medford, Oregon.
All right.
And you know
bring
what?
Bring it on.
That
I think it's a great idea. Yeah.
I think
let's
it's a great idea.
I'm
going to
make
guys.
This happen.
Come on,
you're
going to
be texting
me.
You're going to be texting Kevin.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to make
we
this
want
whole
Kevin
thing happen.
Out
don't
there.
Worry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, definitely you guys got to come. The whole crew. That would be totally amazing.
So, May, Paul has an announcement.
I just want to let everybody know where we're going to be on the rest of this leg, like from July 11th all the way through the 22nd. We're in California all the way through the 19th. We're going to be in Agoura Hills at the Canyon Club, the Smash Casino, the Saban in Beverly Hills.
Oh,
we're going to amphitheater again
holy
in Costa
crap.
Mesa. Get to go down to beautiful Humphrey.
Swear to God.
And then we're headed out to Arizona. We're going to play a couple of gigs.
Unheard of.
Ending up in Las Vegas at the Cannery Casino.
It's like P.T. Barnum's back.
Oh, my God.
I love children.
I would like to ask.
May. This is Bob. Go ahead, Bob. Precious Bob.
I would like to ask the association what it's like to get a standing ovation every night.
Association, what is it like to getting a standing ovation every night? Here we go. Jim, yes, sir.
Well, it's kind of scary because at first you think it's a running ovation.
Oh. Come on, Jules, give a real answer.
Okay. Well, you guys know what it feels like. You get
We asked y'all.
Okay. It feels like being the cow sills.
Oh!
Good answer.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
There you go. I mean, listen,
you
guys, it's great. Come on.
Yeah.
Listen,
when we come back,
we're
going to be back on the East Coast when we kick it off again, right before we head to the Midwest. So we're going to be in Connecticut, New Jersey, Mass again, Delaware. And we're going to be at the Red Bank, New Jersey.
Delaware.
Together,
oh, that's a great
wow.
place. The Red Bank, yeah.
Well,
Chris,
yeah.
you can see us there? Chris,
I'd
make
love
a,
to,
you
yeah.
know what? I would love to go to the. We're in New Jersey, outside of Red Bank. Is that the place you're going to be at?
Yeah.
If it is, then
yeah,
it's down by the shore. It's near there. It's really beautiful.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be it. And then we're headed to the Midwest to do state fairs.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I love state fairs.
Yeah, look out, fried Oreos. Here we come.
Fried pinky fingers.
You fried everything.
You fried everything.
I have to figure that one. I have never
even the
been
to
a state fair, so I need to go to this. I need to try and figure out a way because I've never
been
to a state fair.
We'll send a car.
We'll send a car, Bob. Send May. Bob's sending you a car, babe.
Oh, I'll be on
Kentucky.
It. I'll be there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would love to go to a state fair. I've never done it, so that's something that I'm a city girl. I've never done.
May, can I say something
yes?
That's exciting and fun for the cow sales? Is that I would like everyone to know that in January the cow sales are going in the studio to make probably their last record. If the time between the one we did before is any indication, we won't be around in the in-between time. But we are going to make a cow sale record in January, and we are starting a Kickstarter campaign this fall, soon after we get off the Happy Together tour. And so we want everybody to know that. It's going to be awesome.
Oh,
we don't know what it's. Yep, we're very excited. We're writing songs out here on the road. And, at the first couple of weeks of January, we are going in. It's a for real deal. So stay tuned for that. And look for our Kickstarter campaign on all of our Facebooks and all of our Twitter mitter-kitters. La, la, space, face,
yes,
my
you
face,
know
your
what?
Place.
You gotta post it on my Facebook site. That would be great. Now, but
I
will
do that, May.
We're
going
to
be recording it at Dockside. Listen, it's a famous studio in outside of Lafayette, Louisiana, called Dockside Studios, where B.B. King, Dr. John, the Nevilles, you name it, everybody's been there, and the Continental Drifters, the Psycho Sisters, the Cowsills will be on that list of famous people at Dockside, so stay tuned for that new Cowsills record.
Ooh.
Okay, that's all I have.
That's exciting.
That is exciting.
Definitely
now,
don't forget
you,
to put it on my
site. It sounded
site,
like you said.
On my,
I'm sorry. It sounded
and
like you said.
My friends.
Listen, my friends, yeah. The association, they're going to be playing around, but they said they left their list in their pajama sacks, so they don't have the list of where they're going to be playing. But you guys are super busy, correct? Am I?
Yeah. You can go to our website, theassociationwebsite.com,
there
and
go,
check
baby.
Our show.
Baby
yeah.
Speaking the truth, right there for you.
Yeah,
Polly,
that's it. Theassociation.com, everyone.
You.
Absolutely.
Hey, May, are you
absolutely
anywhere near the Cape, like on July 24th? We're going to be playing that Barnstable County Fair out there.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah.
That sounds interesting.
Out on the Cape, you know?
That's out on the Cape. Well, July 22nd is the start of my – there's an exhibition gallery that's in Fall River. We talked about that the last time. And
well,
I got to check it out. I just got to check it out. I got to see if I can –
you'd be close by, girl.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to have to see if I can do that.
Where are you doing your gallery thing? Where is it at?
Well, it's at the Narrows Gallery.
I knew you were
going to
say that. So you're working with Steve and those guys.
I'm working with this
who you,
woman
Patrick,
named Deborah
Patrick.
That's there.
Debbie
yeah,
and Patrick.
So
yes, Steve, Debbie, and Patrick.
Right.
Yes, Debbie's awesome.
Well,
we're at the Narrows in Fall
with.
River.
Yes.
Cowsills should play there. Continental Drifters play there. It's fabulous.
Cool.
Yeah,
right,
you are close to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the only thing is that the actual artist night is August 9th, where I'll be up there signing.
It's so great.
Oh.
That is a great spot. Will you do me a favor and tell Debbie and Patrick that I said hello?
Absolutely. In fact, I'll do that once I get off and shoot them an email
cool
to tell them that you're on. Absolutely. Because I'm going to do that. And then I'm August 16th, I'm also doing
yeah,
a talk, an evening with, at this place called the Pier Restaurant and Tiki Bar that's near Rye Playland. It's like,
oh,
it's,
wow,
it's going to be a fun
very
night.
Cool.
Yeah. I just had my first watermelon culotta. out there. It was great.
Whoa.
That's it.
Listen, I have a question to the guys here. I'm doing some laundry, you guys, at this motel, and where are we? Medford? Does anybody have any whites they need to throw into one of
Jim, yes, you do.
Great, Jimmy. I'm sorry I already did mine.
Hey, you guys. Hey, you guys. Hang on, guys. Hang on, guys. Hey, so quiet it down in here. Wow, we're having a rock and roll party in here. All the furniture's getting torn apart.
Yeah, the TV's in the pool, man.
Oh, wait a minute. Go ahead. I didn't realize this was going to be becoming a Keith Moon party. Hold on. Wait a minute.
Oh, you have no idea. We're wild cards out here. Crazy, I tell you. Crazy.
But, man, let's stay in touch on the chiller thing, Chris.
Yeah, Chris.
We are definitely coming this very next time.
No, seriously, we would love to do a show, and it would be a killer show. A chiller, killer show.
Oh, it would be so much fun.
I really
and
think
I like
that it's a great idea, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, we've actually all played together before. In fact, Susan is the only woman that has ever sung with the association. One night we got, well, a couple of nights we got these Castle people, and we did Along Comes Mary, and they came and joined us, and we had the Castle Association, and it was wonderful.
That's great.
Let's make it happen. Come on, kids. We don't got much time left.
So
I quieted the crowd with that one.
So where are you guys right now?
Yeah. See?
So where are you guys right now? What city and state are you in?
We're in Medford. We're in Medford, Oregon, because the bus drivers have to sleep. So we get to go to a movie and do laundry and swim in the pool, and we get to get a bike rack for the back of the other bus. So it's a good day.
We're in room 228.
228, May.
Ends on the common, and the party's here.
May, I want you to know Bob Castle just gave you his hotel room number. I'm just saying, it's 2017. You're rocking it.
Hey, May, I just
wish I could
get
there. Hello. Yeah. I wish I can get
the car
there.
On the way?
Yeah, right. It's on the way. May and Chris, I got to tell you something. We're about ready. All of our alarms, the association and our alarms are going off. It's time for us to start doing drugs.
Yeah.
Not the time back in the 60s, like Lipitor or Propecia.
Flomax. Oh, there you go.
Oh, my God. It's the pharmaceutical tour.
The pharmaceutical tour, exactly. No, this is a healthy tour. Wait a minute, this is a healthy tour.
All right, so what are the drugs you got to take here?
Listen, I need to pull this thing together because this is Paul and Susan live from the Happy
Together tour.
Yes.
And everybody should go out and see them on this tour.
Yes.
And it's on the West Coast. I'm going to write that out.
Imagine you and us.
Yeah,
on the bus.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
what about that? Well, when you guys played at Chiller Theater, you rocked the place. That place went nuts for you guys.
It was a good time that night. Yeah. That was so fun with the guys. We love our smithereens.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Oh, the smithereens,
awesome,
absolutely.
And then having Marky show up. But you guys were so great. And, I mean, we practiced in my hotel room for about 10 minutes and then ran out and did it. So I hope that you were happy with us. Because we didn't have a whole lot of time to get it together. But
it can happen again, man. It can happen again with the association.
Do my best to Dennis Steichen.
I'm going to push that.
I'm going to push
the association.
I want them in for the killer.
Just before we came on, I texted Kevin to make sure he listened to the show. So I'm sure he knows what's going on.
Because
we'll
he's pulling his guests now. He's just calling up for guests now for the fall.
Let's get this thing done. We don't have time. I'm telling you, drawing nine.
Yeah.
And I'm the youngest. So if I know it's imminent, you guys should be scared shitless.
Withering away.
There's the sailor in our sister.
And wait a minute, I gotta get you guys back into the cutting room. I'm telling you. I keep telling you.
Newsflash, May. Newsflash. Go, Polly.
We're going to be playing there on November 17th.
May, we're coming back.
Yay.
You already did get us back in there, May. You just forgot.
Friday night.
That's true.
bad, my bad. But I'm telling you, we love you. But that's why everybody asks for you. That's the whole thing. They do ask for you over there.
What a great place to play on, too. The sound is amazing there.
Yeah.
We love it over there. That's where
Steve Walker.
Yeah.
Steve Walker's there. It's
Hi,
Patrick
Steve.
And him. Hi, Steve. Well, kids.
Well, that's about it from here. Yeah.
We've got Monday doing a little putt-putt to get at, right, gang?
Oh, yeah, the putt-putt.
Get the putt-putt
we'll
and
to
get
everybody.
Your... Get...
What are you going to play, miniature golf?
Listen,
Cynthia says hello. I mean, she's out there in L.A. at the moment because she's doing she's doing her stunt work. That's why she's not in.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She did say that. Yeah. Well, when you talk to her, give her our love. And so
I definitely
this is Paul and Susan live from the Happy Together Talk. We'll see you in a week. We'll talk in a week. Bye-bye. We love you all.
We love you.
Bye,
have
guys.
A great time. Thanks, Jim. Thanks, Jules. Thanks, Paul, Bob, and Susan. Thank you.
Good night.
Yeah. That's great. Fantastic. See you soon.
You guys are the best.
Oh, they are so wild.
Thank you so much, Meg. We'll see you later.
Thank you, Association.
See you later.
I want to thank you, Jules Alexander, the Association. We love them. All right.
We
bye-bye.
Love them. I know. We do.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Be safe.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Make good choices.
Yeah. Anyway, I just...
Oh, my gosh.
So funny.
I mean,
now,
I'm
you
busy.
Know... I know. They are... It was so lovely that they brought up the association. But isn't it great?
Oh.
Hey, Kevin, if you're listening out there to us,
oh,
I just
yeah.
want you to know, I think this would be great to have this grouping. You get the association.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. The Cal Association.
You get the Cal Sills. And you know what? We can either get Ron Dante, who's actually appeared, because he's on this tour. Ron Dante's on this one. Or
oh,
we could
cool.
get and Chuck Negron, one of them. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? You get the group, you get three of them or whatever, and it's almost a remake. And it would be great
Ron Dante,
to put them all in the same room.
He did Sugar Sugar?
Yes.
Is that? Yes.
And he's
so
he goes
like,
out there, and he also was part of the, yeah, do you remember the Cufflinks when you sang Tracy? Tracy? I don't even know the song. It was another Poppy song.
Oh, don't start singing.
But he did a lot of commercials. He did a lot of commercials. He did, you know, so he's done well. But I think it would be amazing to have those guys in the same room. And Kevin, I want to be in this one so that we could get the whole line, everybody.
Yeah.
It would be fun.
All I can say is it sounds like they are having a blast on this tour.
That
energy, they take all that energy with them out onto the stage, but it just never ends. The Cow Sills are like 100% energy, and it just amazes me how much energy they have. Yeah, Paul alone has more energy than 10 people I know.
Yes,
squashed
I'm
together.
Telling you. I know, and it's great. You know, I'm excited. You wanted to know if they were making any records. Look at this; they're coming on, and they're going
to
be doing
it. They already answered it. Yeah.
They
That's
answered
awesome.
It. They actually answered it. And that was wonderful that they're going to be out there and come January. So we'll get a Kickstarter. It'll be great. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
How wonderful. Because they
almost,
really
the thing
are.
I was trying to ask her was, it sounded like she said, we're making our last record. I hope she didn't mean the last record. That's what I was trying to get out of her. But I
kind
of got lost in the conversation.
Well, the whole thing is, I hope not. I hope that it becomes
too.
So successful that they do another one immediately. You know,
yeah.
But let's hope it's not the last because there's so much talent in that family.
Oh my
grouping.
Gosh, yeah,
it's fabulous. And you know what? And Susan, she's to be the first female to ever sing with the Association. How terrific!
Wow.
I mean, she's. I love her. She's so cool.
Yeah,
so,
she's very cool.
And, you know, it's – and listen, they're already coming back to the cutting room. How wonderful is that?
Yes. Oh, that's totally
and
awesome.
Maybe
and,
have you seen them in its entirety at the cutting
room?
I don't remember.
Oh, no. No, I didn't see that. I have to go.
Oh, well.
It's amazing.
And now
plus,
you got to go.
Just the Cutting Room alone is such a great venue to see any show because I've been in front and I've been on that stage, and the sound there is always spectacular. It's just such a great place to see a show.
Oh, I was just there the other night, and Steve Walter, who is a dear friend and who's great, he closed the club down for there was a party for my friends Tish and Snooki. Now Tish and Snooki are the sisters that created for hair products and stuff for Manic Panic. A lot of people didn't know that they are also part of the punk scene. They created all these wild colors.
Wow.
Fantastic stuff. I mean, I just looked at Tish's hair, and I said it was blue, it was pink, it was green. I said I love it. It was a swirl, and you know, and I saw all the people that rep. It was a party because it's 40 years, and they had reps from all around the world that represent their company. You know, where they are from Europe and Japan, and they came in and. So many of them had their colors on and the way they look, they fit. And Dennis Dunaway, who is the original bassist for Alice Cooper, his wife works for the company as well, and she
Cindy.
Does a lot of creative – oh, Cindy. Cindy, oh, my God.
Yeah.
She has that pink, and it's fabulous.
Yeah.
That's all I can say.
Well,
she
designed – she designed all of the early Alice Cooper outfits they wore.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, she gave me, and that I have that I cherish, she gave me from one of the original Alice Cooper outfits, she created a crown for me for one of my birthdays as a gift.
So cool.
I thought, how fantastic is that? So I'm telling you that I'm very blessed to know so many fabulous people in my time here. And I just tell you, and, you know, it's great. I'm just very lucky that the people that I've admired that I grew up with, that I'm friends with. And right now, and you know, when we talk about the Cowsills especially, that, you know that they are, I think they sound better now than they did when they first started out.
Well,
their vocals are
same,
just out
you know,
there.
You do that, you do what you do best for 30, 40 years. I mean,
let me tell you, the association.
They're just phenomenal. They're phenomenal. Yeah.
You haven't seen the association. They're amazing. They get up
and
they sing. Along Comes Mary and all that stuff, and the place goes wild. Just wild.
And Cherish.
And they've got so much.
I love the song Cherish.
They have the greatest wit. They all do. When they're out on stage, it's so funny. And you know what? And that's what people appreciate. They're still. They go out and they perform for the crowd, and that's exactly what it's about.
They're so good.
But anyway,
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you a question because I saw something on the internet the other day about some pictures going up at an auction, and I tend to think you've been in a lot, like just outside the frame in some of these pictures, and there's these pictures going in an auction for – some rare pictures of John with George at Bangladesh. Now, were you in those pictures, or were you there?
Well,
did you see that?
Most likely somewhere in, you know, either in and out of the room, but I definitely was there. But it's not Bangladesh. Here's the thing: I saw them the other day. Funny you should mention it. I actually saw these photos, and I looked at it, and they said it's the rare photos of George and John never seen before, and yes, they've never been seen, and yes, it is George and John, but they have it as a description, like, this was when George came up to ask John, and I looked at it, and I said, I hate to say it, but that's not the time period. That was actually after Bangladesh, because the reason I know that is that when you look at the pictures and you look at the room that they're in, that was like my office. That was the living room. It was at the St. Regis Hotel. That I was, you know, I could tell you where I'm sitting, so I know exactly when you look at it, because it wasn't before Bangladesh, and
was it after
it,
then? I guess
this was after. This was about October or so, late September, October of 71, And the reason I know that, because John was, everybody was staying, we were staying at the Park Lane Hotel prior to that for Bangladesh. Right. So when George came into town and wanted to do this, you know, event, we had about a month to put it that we got put together. And I remember the place was going crazy. And all of a sudden everybody was getting filled up at the Park Lane Hotel, and John's going, everybody's being put into this hotel, I can't take it. And, you know, everybody from Leon Russell, you know, Billy Preston, everybody was coming into the hotel. And it turned out
it was
that
probably a party.
It was almost like a party, but it was a serious, because you had to get a crew. We weren't sure which members were flying in. We had Eric, we had Dylan. You know, you had all these people. And remember, you know what it's like to do a show. You got to have months to prepare, and you get a crew, and you got to get a place, and you got to hire, and what's what. And and definitely, you know, John and Yoko, we were at the hotel, and I know that George was going to come down, and I know he wanted to see John, but John left before that happened.
Oh.
Because I was at the hotel, and actually he left before Yoko did, and he went back. He took the first flight out, and he went back, and you know, he went back to England. So
I'm thinking George wasn't too happy about that.
Well, I think he was just disappointed. Not that he wasn't, I'm sure, you know, for whatever reasons. But the thing was, I remember I'm sitting there because I was trying to finish up the room and make sure and pack all the clothes up and stuff. And I just remember sitting there, and it was lunchtime, and I was about to put the sandwich in my mouth. I'm telling you, I was just about to take a bite. And I look up, and there's George and Mal Evans and Klaus coming through the door. And I went, oh geez. You know? So I know he was looking for John. So, and then, you know, like
but
I
John
said,
was
when
gone
I look
at
the pictures.
Point, though.
By that point, he had left that morning.
Yeah.
So it was quite interesting.
So those
to
pictures
see George
are definitely not are after Bangladesh then. So it's a
it
little bit
after
of
Bangladesh.
Misinformation.
It's a misinformation, you know, because you know, that definitely was not. And I could tell by the furniture, and I could tell because I lived in that room for over 3 months. So I know the room
so you would
very
definitely
well.
Know. Yeah. Wow.
Yes.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
That's
so
amazing.
It's,
yeah.
And, you know, it's whoever, there's only so many people that could be selling that photo if they took it. There's
Because
I remember the day that George came over, and I remember he came over with Dylan at one point. And John laid out all his new guitars on the living room floor. And he said, look what I just bought. He had just bought like 3 or 4 new guitars. You know, he bought a Dobro. He bought a National. And I just remember the name.
Oh, wow.
Not a player. So I remember him saying, this is what I have. So
see,
you
know, now, I never remember John ever playing a Dobro or a National or ever saw a picture of him with one. That's pretty neat.
Yeah,
so
he bought
because
them.
I remember in Let It Be, he played like a lap steel. So I'm going to think maybe he played that Dobro like a lap guitar or something.
And that's
possibly
a possibility, but I just remember he was so happy about just buying all of these new guitars.
Yeah.
So, and then he's laying them out on the floor.
Talking to a guy who loves guitars, I get nuts when I buy guitars. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
But
we know what it's like. Yeah, and so you know, so that's really what it was about, you know, and it was crazy. And you know, it was just one of those moments in time, because I said, here's Dylan, you know. And George, when he came around, it was around the time period. In fact, if you ever see the original Imagine movie that John and Yoko had created, in between, right in there, there's pictures, there's clips of people walking Yoko through the door, you know, in the room, and then facing the window. And one of them was, of course, I almost fainted. Was Fred? This is when I met Fred Astaire, Jack Palance. I mean, tall guy, Jonas Mekas, and George. So they all walked her through the door. So it was very interesting. And we used that the hotel as a it was a suite. So one of the rooms was the editing room. And so, mm-hmm. you know, so that's where that's all day. So one was their bedroom, one was the living room, that's what you see, and then the next room attached to it is the editing room. We spent like 3 months in there.
Wow.
I lived in a city. That's how much work we were doing that. I lived in a city, a few minutes away, and I couldn't go home because I was working late, and I was always the first one in, so I actually stayed at the hotel in another room.
Where were you?
Sleeping three hours. Yeah,
wow.
Because at one point we also did, we were doing, there was a lot of recording going on. Besides filming, there was recordings, and so there's a lot of different things going on. It was a very, exciting period. And like I said, during that time when George came to visit, it was around the time he was also making a visit on the Dick Cavett show as well.
Oh, wow.
All during the same period.
I saw that. That's so awesome. Yeah.
That same period. Yeah.
Wow.
So anyway, so that's it. And then I'm also doing, like I said, August 16th, I'm doing this Pier Restaurant and Tiki Bar, making an appearance there. So if anybody is in the area of Rye Playland, that's what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be doing an evening with. So you'll be spending an evening with me as I do Q&A and talk, and there'll be a band playing called the Sun Kings. It's a Beatles tribute band.
We all be drinking watermelon margaritas also?
Yeah, or whatever. They had amazing drinks. And I'm not a drinker. I never was, but it just sounded refreshing. So I did.
Although
it was great. I had to wait till it warmed up a bit. I got brain freeze. That's painful. The brain freeze.
Oh yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah. You're supposed to put your tongue on the roof of your mouth, and I don't know. There's all these things to get rid of brain freeze, but nothing really works. You just have to sit there and squeeze your eyes closed till it goes away.
Right. And so, and then there's that's August 16th at 7 o'clock in the evening. And just recently, Billy Joel was just there having dinner. But anyway. What was it? I have also, if you're up in Fall River, as I said to the gang, up at the Narrows, which I'm going to write a note to Deborah, that's where my photographs, and I'm doing it along with photographer Deborah Feingold, who's taken some amazing photographs back in the rock and roll days, like, you know, Prince, Madonna, and you've seen these photos. And so we're both exhibiting our wares up there, and I named it Rock and Roll Through Our Lenses. So that's the title of our show, and it starts July 22nd. That runs right through to September 1st, and we will be doing signings, and you can purchase these prints and things at the gallery, and we'll do, you know, while you're up there. But the artist reception is August 9th. So I hope you come out in Fall River, best known for Lizzie Borden.
There you go.
Yeah, I know. Wow. Are you performing anywhere?
Always.
Are you going in?
First of all, I wanted to bring up Schiller Theater since it got mentioned a bunch of times, because I'm the house band there for the last 25 years. And the next Schiller show is in October, the 27th through the 29th, in Parsippany, New Jersey at the Hilton. And it's like a million guests. You've done it, so you know. It's a lot of, like, sometimes
I love it. I
want to
be back
TV
with the group.
Shows. You got to come back. And we'll get some great
I want to come back
stars,
to them.
But, we got to get them in. Yeah, that would be such a blast. And they would put on such a great show. It would
they
be amazing.
Do.
Yeah. But when they
Absolutely.
Were there, I think the Cowsills sang from the moment they got there till the 3 days later when they left.
But I'm just saying that what's great about them is that they, but with the association, oh my God, you're getting part of the tour. You know,
the
association sound just as great as when they first started out. They're wonderful.
Oh,
they
gosh,
really
they're
are.
Amazing.
So, I mean, could you imagine having or having Ron Dante and having all of them, because they all go on stage at one point together.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Such a big chunk of rock and roll history.
I want to be part of this. This is my group here. This is it.
You can get on stage, play the tambourine.
Yeah. I've never been on stage, and I would love to do that. But it'd be great.
Awesome.
I just love these guys, and the more I talk to them and see them, it's more what gave me my, you know, what I remember as a child, as or growing up. You know, that's what got me through the day. Their music.
Oh, yeah.
And so where else are you going? I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
That's all right. It's so exciting. Yeah, Chiller's just so exciting.
It is.
Oh yeah,
I have a couple.
Dead. Sorry.
I was just going to say, we got about 4 minutes left, and I just want to say to Cynthia, we wish you were here. Everybody's wishing, and everybody want to give her, you know, send the love to her that she's doing as she's doing her stunt woman stuff out there on film, and you know, we'll see her back the next time. And you know, is there anything else you want to ask? We got about four minutes.
Oh yeah, I just was going to throw out two more dates. I have a really amazing place I play every third Wednesday of, I think it's every third Wednesday of the month. Anyway, it's July 19th. The Winery at St. George in Mohegan Lake. An amazing place. It's an old church that they converted into a restaurant, and they get some pretty good national acts there. It's just an amazing place to go. So that's July 19th at the Winery at St. George. And
what is your band called? What's the band called?
Oh, the Annie Mash Duo. I obviously am not
the Annie Mash Duo.
I'm the other guy.
Okay.
So, yeah. And
part of the duo.
July 21st and 22nd, the Blue Water Manor Resort up in Lake George, which is another spectacular place to go. If you happen to be up in Lake George on vacation, look up the Annie Mash Duo. It's July 21st and 22nd.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Hey, that's always good.
Hey, I
you
had
know what
a blast.
I mean?
Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Listen, I love having you on. And, you know, it's the first time we actually had somebody other than, you know, we've never had anybody else. And you're, you know, just me and Cynthia. So when we couldn't make it, we would just not do the show except put on an encore. And we wanted to make sure that we were going to be on live because we were having these guests, and we always wanted. And she was very upset. Not then she says, "Who can we get?" And I said, "I know someone, Chris." And I wanted
and you know,
to be
I was
on
gonna,
cause,
I was gonna do the whole thing in a high Cynthia voice, but just to, you know, so this way you could have said, "And here's Cynthia," so nobody would have missed her. I would have just done an impersonation, but. I don't know if I could have done it for a half an hour, though.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think you would have said, I can't do this anymore.
I
know. It would be great. But you know what? It's wonderful. The Chiller is if you haven't been, people come to the Chiller event. It is
so much
fun. The people that come in and the people I haven't seen in so long, you know, people that I've known, and then they're on the same bill as me. It's you know, on me and with them, whichever. It's great because there's so much
it's
camaraderie when you get.
Yeah.
Well, you know me, when I'm in the music room with everybody, I have so much fun with everyone. And
the stories fly.
So anyway,
the best stories.
We got, that's the cyber secretary, and we're going off the air.
Time to go.
So listen.
All right.
So now we're going to be going off, and you know, have fun. We'll speak to you the next time, and we'll I'll be seeing you in a few minutes. Okay.
Okay.
Right, Chris?
Yep.
I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Okay. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
This is... Okay. See you later. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.